the Grill with Orla Rappel on Beat 102-103.
August Bank Holiday was All Together Now weekend, and that's where I was for the Sunday Grill. We talked to loads of people, so I'm going to give you a chance just to listen back to some of those voices this week on the Sunday Grill podcast. First up, I chatted to stylist Lady Camilla de Puer Beresford, and she calls Curramore Estate, where All Together Now happens each year, her childhood home.
The Sunday Grill with Orla Rappel on Beat 102-103.
So will I call you Lady Camilla?
No, just Camilla's fine.
Does anyone call you Lady Camilla?
No, no one. Not anymore.
Well, Camilla, you're very welcome to the Sunday Grill, and we're sitting outside your family pad, quite a large family pad, but this isn't where you grew up, is it, in Curramore?
No, I grew up on another house on the estate, so I lived there with my family and I was educated here till I was like 10, 11 and then moved back to England. I've spent a lot of my childhood in Curramore.
Wow. And explain Curramore to people who mightn't be necessarily from Waterford. How would you describe it to people?
I guess it's like a significant part of Irish history. It's been in my family for near enough 800 years. So it's a huge aspect of our lives and my family's lives. My parents obviously are here running it, doing an incredible job and kind of like making it what they can to move it on to the next generation.
Brilliant. And do you have a bedroom here, or do you have a bedroom now here, or is it in the other house?
No, I do. I have a bedroom. We're renovating at the moment, so there's lots of work going on the top floor, and kind of all around the estate. We're constantly renovating, constantly doing things, doing projects. So yeah, no, I do have a bedroom, but I get moved around a lot.
You don't have a bedroom that's been yours for years?
I do, yeah, I do. It's on the top floor, but at the moment we're renovating, so I've been shafted downstairs.
So London is home mostly, is it?
London's where I work and live, but I'm back here regularly. I come back a lot. It's so easy to, and it's like that escape from London as well.
And you're a stylist in London, is that right?
Yes, I'm a stylist and like a private kind of wardrobe consultant, so I do lots of that.
So you must have an interest in the fashion and the style that happens here at Curramore. And I'm seeing an awful lot of Crocs and bucket hats. I thought I'd be seeing more kind of Taylor Swift kind of or Brat Summer type stuff. But have you been looking at any of the fashion so early on at the weekend?
Not yet. But I can't wait today to kind of go up there, get involved, see everything, see all the glitter, see all the just, you know, the hair, the makeup, the outfits. It's always like such a fun part.
And what's your outfit going to look like?
No, I've got a big wardrobe. A big suitcase came over with me, that's for sure. I got lots of like laughter when I turned up yesterday with this massive suitcase. So I'm prepared for all weather. I think that's the key. Good footwear, waterproofs, and then underneath you can do the fun stuff.
And cute waterproofs or very practical waterproofs?
Quite cute, actually. I've got some fun ones. Kind of went for it. Yeah, I've got a nice bright pink on, so that I'll save that for when the rain does or doesn't come. We'll see.
Oh, fingers crossed. And when the bands come here, like, do you have any input in what comes here? Because you're in your 20s, so you will know a lot of what is playing here.
No, we don't. We leave that to Pod, and they do an amazing job. I think the lineups just keep getting better and better, and not only the music, but like the literature, the food, like everything. Every year there's something new, something different. And I think that's one of like the main attractions of ATN is having that. But no, we don't have an input. My parents work so hard on like more the infrastructure basis of things, and that's like a 12-month, like all year round job.
And is it your brother who's starting the whiskey then?
No, my brother started that, and that's another really exciting project that he's doing so well with. But I think that's kind of like what we've learned. We've had to do is diversify going forward and like adapt to being modern, being new. It's easy to get stuck in like years gone by and like how kind of they used to live before, but you just can't do that now. We want this to go for like years and years and be here forever, and that's the only way we can really do it, is making change, like being modern and having fun with it as well.
And is that about keeping the upkeep of the house, really? Is that what you mean when it says like going forward? And I'm sure it's such an expensive house to run.
Yeah, the upkeep and doing, you know, things like this, having ATN, doing like new things. Our tourism, that's a huge element, but we're trying to like diversify, be different. My mum does an amazing job in that. She kind of runs that side of things and she's always doing new things.
Brilliant. And then back to ATN, do you have any fancy bands coming and staying with you usually when this is on? Because we're in the fifth year now and you've had some amazing acts come in the last 5 years. Of course, COVID scuppered us for a bit. Do people come and stay or what happens?
No, I'm not sure where they all stay. I think it's a hotel. But it's so exciting. I know that the National, we kind of like had them for drinks a few years ago and I'm really looking forward to seeing them this year. Kind of, they're like one of our favourites. Just everyone, even the smaller bands, you know, I know Jameson do an incredible lineup on their stage. You've also got Born Social, Sweps. Like, I love the little ones as well. New and exciting bands. And again, that's what ATN do such a good job. It's just like the full picture.
And I presume if you invite a band in for drinks, they say yes. No one has rejected you.
No, they haven't. It was actually, funnily enough, a mutual friend that was staying that knew them. So that's kind of how that went about. But, you know, everyone's welcome. It's part of the parcel. But yeah, no, I think it's exciting. I can't wait kind of for it all to get going and hear everyone and see everyone.
It must be kind of strange for you because I've been here so many times that you know, everything is still in its same place, you know, the different, like you said, the little areas and the Stag's Head and the bandstand. But this is where you live, so it must look completely different to you.
It does. And I think even like 6 weeks leading up to it, there's lots of change and adapting. But yeah, it's so exciting. I love the kids' area downstairs. Like my nieces, they're not here this year, but they love that. And that's also what's so lovely about ATN is having like young kids around enjoying it. But yeah, I like how every year there's a surprise as well. There's something new, there's something. I saw the Dingle stage last night, which was absolutely beautiful, like all the floristry around that. So yeah.
And do you have access to all areas then?
No, we don't.
Really?
No, we're not allowed. But you know, it was a joke last night, we were all saying. But no, it's not really about that. Like, I love getting involved and being in with the crowd, and I just, yeah, it's really exciting. We look forward to it so much every year. Friends and family, I know that like it may seem like it's such a cool idea having a festival at your house, but I think for my parents, you know, as much as they love it, you know, it's I don't think everyone would want sort of 25,000 people on their doorstep for a weekend. But
so true. So do you have a band like everyone else then on your arm?
Yeah, no, we do. We do. Wow. I think some kind of thing that will get me somewhere.
Yeah.
But yeah,
but you're not getting backstage or anything?
No, not allowed. They probably don't trust me, worried I'll say the wrong thing and scare the headliner or something.
So you've lots of friends and family here for the weekend to take it all in?
Yes, we do. Loads, full house. Really exciting. And yeah, no, can't wait for it all to get, like, properly get going tonight.
Brilliant. Before I let you go, is there anywhere that you think people, you said there's some new places that you've seen, but is there anywhere that's special to you that you think people should go and see this weekend? I love walking through all the wooded parts when all the lights are on at night time, for example. Anywhere that's special for you, especially when ATN is on?
I love the kind of global roots. They've kind of added another stage there at the bottom. I know Christy does all the building and I just think he's like incredible. It's like a work of art. He's also changed a few of the stages. I know that Jameson have done something new up there, just all of it, and like all the art and the craft, everything is like so special and mesmerizing. The Dingle Bar, like I said, that's beautiful. Just, yeah, all of it. Enjoy it, take it in. Hopefully we have nice weather.
Fingers crossed. It's such a special experience, and lots of great food as well, of course.
Yes, yeah, exactly. It's like it's everything.
And you get a bed, and I get a mat and a tent. So enjoy your bed.
I don't envy that side, I have to say. I don't know how everyone does it all weekend.
Oh, it's worth it. Thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you so much.
The Sunday Grill with Orla Rapple on Beat 102-103.
My name is Anya.
Anna.
And where are you from?
Waterford.
So tell us about your amazingness from top to bottom. It's raining right now, so you have these amazing vintage, I don't know how you got two of them, if they're vintage.
Actually, matching purple rain ponchos from the Vintage Factory
in Waterford
City.
Good
small
stuff,
local business.
They're very cool. And then underneath you have the pièce de résistance. Now I was going to get this, I saw it on Instagram, for my dog. Do you know those? And you put pictures of your dog, so please explain what you have.
So they're t-shirts that say I love my girlfriend, which is true. And we customised them with little pictures of each other, and we didn't show each other until the day that
we
got
them.
So we just picked crazy pictures.
So can we describe the pictures? Can we have a look?
So, I have one that's like a heart, and Anya's got some snorkeling goggles on. She's coming out of the heart. We've got one with our cat.
This is Diego, my cat.
Brilliant.
And then the other one is on the beach in Thailand.
I love it. And you've gone for the cropped top.
Yeah, my cropped number.
And you've gone for the more rocker style.
Black, oversized, very concert tee. I've got Anna looking cool in Rome with her sunnies on. Anna looking swag in, where was that?
Pattaya City.
In Pattaya in Thailand. And this is her when she saw the elephants for the first time.
Amazing. So Anna looking really, really cool, and then not so cool.
Not so cool.
I love
all
it.
Cool.
Thank you so much.
The Sunday Grill with Orla Rapple on Beat 102-103.
So I think I'm going to go for the most popular look because I want to really gauge what way makeup is at festivals at the moment.
Good stuff, Jolene.
It seems I have chosen the cheaper version, and I've paid for face glitter, so I'd want to get all glitzed up.
That had the glitter here, yeah, I'll take anything like that.
Yeah. So Keane, what are most people looking for these days at Altogether Now?
Everyone is kind of on, a lot of people today have been looking for glitter, but yesterday, since it was kind of like a colder day, everyone was like, I need more lashes, I need more blush, you know. But when it's warm, everyone's like, clothes off, glitter on, you know.
So they're coming to you for full makeup at a festival?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm so surprised, like everyone wants to be, like especially on the first day, everyone wants to be dolled up to the nines, and on the second day, everyone's hungover, doesn't care, so that's why everyone today is like, put glitter on.
And then the third day?
Moving. The third day, be the walking dead. But if they come, they will be lucky.
I'm a day tripper, so I'm probably going to lie flat tonight and hold on to it for tomorrow.
Yeah.
And how long will this last, this gorgeous look?
Well, this glitter is a gel, it's not like a loose glitter, so it's not going to stick everywhere either, like it's actually way easier to get off. So like if you don't wash your face, it will stay on, but obviously you should wash your face in the morning or in the evening as well, obviously.
And I saw like eyebrow glitter and almost butterfly looks. Are people coming with a very specific glitter look that they want?
No, I feel like at festivals people are like, just get it on. They're like, they'll tell you like what color, but they're like, get it on, it doesn't matter how, where, how much. There's no mirrors at festivals, like they don't, it doesn't need to be that specific, you know. But then some people will be randomly picky and you're like, oh my god, it's literally glitter, just whack it on, you know.
And what about the male of the species, are they coming too?
Not so much at this festival. Some came yesterday, they were looking for us to dye their hair blonde. Obviously that's not going to happen in a makeup tent at a festival in 15 minutes. But we tried to do something for them anyway, obviously we didn't achieve it, but yeah.
Good stuff, thanks a million. Sure, give us a look, look in the mirror.
Glitzy.
You love it.
I'm delighted. I'm going to shine in that tent tonight.
Now, I think Aoife's gone for something a bit more intricate, are you?
I guess that I'm looking for a more makeup-y kind of look.
So this is Aoife, who's blonde. Do you think of people's colouring?
Yeah, like with blondes, like there's kind of specific tones that you can use, like for the face as well. Like, I don't know, sometimes I feel like with the eyes, like a cooler tone is nice on blondes. Like peachy, pinky kind of cheek/lip. And then obviously if someone's eyes are green, kind of pinky tones, it's always like you just go the opposite of the colour wheel to whatever you're trying to bring out. So if you're trying to bring out your green eyes, go to pink the other side, you know. Or like if they're blue, it'll be orange, you know. Think of like the negative colour.
Never knew that. If you look fab. So you're going for a more full makeup look, you were saying.
I am on the Sabrina Carpenter buzz at the moment, so I love the kind of, you know, bronzy, highlight, glowy, makeup-less makeup look, if that makes sense. Is that popular?
Yeah, I love the Sabrina Carpenter look. It's so nice with the blush and the glow. Everyone wants to be glowing. Even if people have oily skin, they're like, glow me up.
No. Actually, glow me up. Look how sweaty I am.
I know, but I'd rather look sweating than look dry. And like cracks, yeah. I'd rather look sweating.
And tell me, do people come and say Sabrina Carpenter and you're like, no, you're too round faced for that, honey?
No, like you can, yeah. Well, I'll be thinking it. No, I'm messing. You can obviously, you can just alter it. I'm so mean. You can alter it to like that person's face, you know what I mean? Like, you can do that look, but it won't look exactly like that picture, you know? Like, I had a woman the last day and she showed me a picture of Katy Perry. And I was like, that's grand. You won't look like that though. And she was like, yeah, I know. I just like that makeup. And I was like, that's grand. As long as you know, as long as you're looking at the makeup and not the person, you know what I mean?
You look fab, Aoife.
Thank you so
you're
much.
Only one step done and you're like, beautiful, gorgeous.
Beautiful.
The Sunday Grill with Orla Rapple on Beat 102-103.